CliffCentral.com.
Okay. I know you're angry. I know you're upset. But before you get angry at us, we've got a really good reason why the show is starting so late today.
Jeez, what an eventful morning.
Okay, if you listen to the podcast, this is going to sound very strange to you because the show never starts late for you. It starts when it starts for you. But if you are listening live, we do apologize. We had a slight, you're really good at telling a good story. So maybe you should start and I'll chime in where we can.
Firstly, I'm just slightly out of breath because that was a lot to take in all just in the wee hours of the morning. But we are a dedicated team here. We are a diverse team. We all have various skills.
Okay, so you're taking too long.
No,
the door was jammed. The door was jammed. We've got this combination door here and it requires six numbers and then you go dip and you open up. And then
unlock it.
And then we open the show as one big happy family. But this thing was absolutely fucked today. It wasn't working. It wasn't clicking over. Apologies for my strong language, but I mean, this is frustrating. Nola arrives here early as she does because she's a professional. And she was sitting outside with this like despondent look on her face. Sia arrives also early, and then I arrive 2 minutes late, admittedly. And both of them look at me like, ugh, door's screwed. So now we're trying to think what to do.
No, but you know what I love? You had that moment, like we all do, though, when you see someone struggling. You're like, oh, come on, step aside. I'll do it.
That's normally what happens. Yes. It's happened before that someone tries this door forever and ever. And you probably had the same problem as well with, jimmying something. And then someone else tries it once and it happens and you feel like such an idiot.
It's my favorite moment when someone tries to step. I'm like, okay, go ahead, let's see this.
Can you open this jar? Oh, you loosened it. And then it just wouldn't work. So we, as a team, as a collective team here, because you matter to us more than anything, we decided we had to kick the door down. So up steps...
the black ninja.
So Nola says, I've kicked the door down before. And then Nola, with grace, finesse, and poise, you kick the door through. And it didn't... I thought this whole thing was going to come off its hinges. I thought it was going to break. I thought it was going to be an absolute disaster. And then this little pin came out. Nola then just exhaled slightly and said, there you go. Nola, it was like, how many times have you done that? Your mic's not...
We can't hear you on this side.
Okay, now her mic's not working.
Oh. Kick the mic down, Nola.
Kick the mic down. Okay. Yeah,
yay!
Yeah.
Oh my gosh! Okay. Kicking anything just works.
Yeah, perfectly.
Wow, guys, what's happening this morning?
After you hit things, they work.
So I've probably done it five times max.
Five times.
I'd say, yeah. For friends, you know. Friends will go out and they get drunk and they lose their keys and oh my God, Nolo, I don't know what to do. I need to sleep. Okay, fine. I'll come over and kick it down. And it never breaks. That's the whole idea. You just need to have it open and then you can fix it easily in the morning.
That has to be the most badass thing I've ever seen happen in front of my eyes. Honestly, no exaggeration.
Okay, well, security, wake up. We have to change the whole door structure because it's pretty much been revealed that a kick can actually open up here. But only a Nolo kick, though.
We've honestly just made ourselves the ultimate victim. Sure, come in. Our doors are open. No, but that is very cool. No glass was shattered. No ankle was sprained. Nolo saves the day, so that is great.
Okay, Lubabala, you need to explain that message. I shall not take such abuse in the morning. Who the hell do you think you are?
You. I saw Lubabala's tweet.
Michelle, we're okay. Everything's going to be okay. yes, B team isn't allowed to be late. Yep, screw you guys.
Yo, people want. They want what they want when they want it.
Which is fine. And it's nice to be wanted. And here we are. Happy Tuesday. It is the Gareth Cliff Show without Gareth Cliff. Without a door that might have been functioning in the way it should be by its designers, but we are here. We're podcasting. We're live radioing. It is the 4th of September, which is one day after National Golf Day.
But it is International Beyonce Day.
Escalated quickly. Oh,
you definitely care, do you?
Why is it International Beyonce Day?
Because it's Beyonce's birthday.
No, that's just her birthday. We all have birthdays. Mine's the 2nd of December.
Sounds better when you say it. Isn't it the 4th? Never mind. Of course, you know your birthday more than I do. Yeah, it is the 2nd of December.
Right.
How did you spend your National Golf Day, Ben?
Oh, geez, I had such a great day. Okay, absolutely beaten to shreds on the golf day by these two Jewish folks. And they are probably listening now. So, Millie and Shorter, your ex did play well. Lekker Chinas. killed us. Okay. It was just so much fun. Like, this is the greatest thing about golf. And again, I'm not going to go on for golf for a long time. I know it's not everyone's game. But where else in the world can you rock up for a sport and then make new friends, spend a few hours just talking with fascinating people? Like, the people I meet in golf is so amazing. Of course, obviously hitting a ball around is like fun and all that kind of stuff. But as you get older, you make some amazing contacts. You just have a great time, and you learn so much about what people do in this world. And there are so many fascinating people in this country, in general, really. And golf, it's not for everyone. So you get a very discerning individual, very unique kind of person who generally plays golf. And yeah, hopefully two more listeners here. Yeah? Oh. Look at me, scouting out there.
How long did you spend on the course? Like
a general round, all things considered, is about 4.5 to 5 hours.
Okay.
And that was National Golf Day. Hooray!
Yay!
Yeah.
I have to say, with everything that's going on with me at home, the silver lining in the whole thing was the fact that my mother's in town. Uh-huh. So yesterday got to spend some time with her, and actually because we were going around and running some random errands, but at the same time, there's only so much you can do, you know, with my sister being in hospital, and we can't just stay cooped up there just staring at each other in the eye. And so we actually, you know, I love having guests over because you get to see the city in their eyes, you know, and there's certain things that
it's so refreshing, huh?
Yeah,
because we miss these things.
We take for granted and we drive past, or it is what it is. But my mother had been hearing of this exhibition that's happening at the women's prison at Conhill for the longest of time.
Oh, wow, that'd be interesting.
You know, so since she really comes up to the city, she thought, okay, so since we have a couple of hours to spare in the day, let's stop by there. And I think Conhill is just one of those gems that we overlook so much.
So true.
Especially Joburg is. But as well, I think in terms of South African history, there are major things that we look at, like Vilakazi Street or the Apartheid Museum or this happening there. But in the greater scheme of things, I don't think we pay enough attention to it. So we actually stopped by there yesterday. The entrance is free. They have these great exhibitions that go on every now and then. And just to walk through it, I don't know, there was something about, once again, because I'm such a cornball, walking through there with my mother and getting to hear of these stories of the women back then who were held captive as they were just going out to buy their groceries, or while they were at home and they were trying to make a living by just selling what they could, and they were barred from doing that. That was quite an experience, really. So sometimes we do need to step out of our comfort zones and become tourists in our own cities. I think it just broadens our own horizons and our own experiences. So it was cool.
Yeah, I know a lot of us get bogged down by current day politics and the national sport of stealing and corruption, but
the national sport, yes.
But like you mentioned, the Apartheid Museum, and they actually advertised with us a few months back. It's a fascinating walk through what you forget, but you know kind of happened.
Yeah.
But it all sinks in when you see it so well presented. And a lot of these exhibitions, these museums and places, they really are, I mean, so much time and effort and so many genuine stories and genuine people's efforts go into these things, and they really are worth doing. So whether you do like a Red Bus tour, or there's various tours, and at the same time, you can go to these places, you can support local business at the same time. I mean, they're such a win-win. Mm. There's tours all over Joburg. And everyone thinks South Africa is like, well, you go to Cape Town for holiday, Joburg for business, but there's so much here, so much to see, so much to do.
Yeah, it changes my perspective, particularly because it humanizes everything.
Yeah.
We've all heard of these stories. We all know what happened. But once you realize, no, it's not just hundreds of thousands of people, because I think we desensitize to that.
Yeah.
But once you see a name to something, once you see a face to something, once you realize, you know, there's this one story of this woman who was locked up, and she was locked up as a young teenage girl, and she says, being a teenager and you're this bit of a rebel, and your family annoys you for the tiniest of things, but my mother always instilled values in us of greeting when we came into the house and leaving every time we said goodbye. And there was this one time she was tasked with an errand, and she had to go to the shops, and she was just so pissed off at being the one who had to go out that she just like stormed out of the house. But that was the last time she ever saw her mother, because she was captured by the police and she was locked up. You know, something like that. It's so simple, but it's like, jeez, okay then.
Yeah.
Let me try to not complain so much. Let me realize how fortunate I am today.
No, it's a good point. When you humanize these things and you can put a face to a story, it does. It makes you think of stuff. And it's good to have perspective.
Yeah.
You find a lot of people who I personally think they've lost their way or are so holier than thou is that they lack perspective in their life. They get so caught up in what they think is the only way forward and they judge people. Perspective gives you so much. It gives you so much layers and textures in life, Sia. But yes, that's a very serious conversation.
Well, yeah, I know. Sia, I know you were not planning on that for National Golf Day.
Sia, of course, as you know, is a very serious and conscientious young man. But your sister's okay, though.
Just touch and go. But yes, she's okay for now and baby's on the mend. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right. It's, like I said, it's the Gareth Cliff Show. If you want to be part of it, then 079-748-2090, and that will be your message outlet to us. So you can say wonderful things over Telegram or WhatsApp or just tweet us, Cliff Central. We're all over social media. We're all over things.
And let us know that you've forgiven us for starting the show late.
Well, yeah, look, I don't care, but let Sia know. I've already moved on, but Sia would like to know that everything's going to be okay between us.
But clearly, Germany's trending this week for a particular reason. Gareth is away in Germany, and also we'll be touching base with Robin a little later on with our weekly lifestyle home garden feature. And Robin's in Germany as well, actually.
Of course, yeah, because what Robin does is that she doesn't just buy plants or steal them from people's gardens. She actually goes and scours the world for the best of the best so that you have the best of the best right here that you can put into your garden. And she tells you about it. And of course, we are going to spring now here in South Africa in the Southern Hemisphere. So it's a wonderful thing to get involved in. So Robin will be chatting to her in the second hour, but we're still in the first hour.
Have you been suffering from any hay fever or change of season things?
Saturday, all day.
Really?
Yeah, out of nowhere. I was terrible. But then I had a rambler at golf and I felt fine.
This is the one year and I'm so grateful. I haven't been having any of that. But now I've been around so many people who are spluttering and they are breaking out in these weird hives. And it's interesting how the change of season will have that effect on people. I know.
So it wasn't just us that had a sort of bad start-up performance today. You know U2's frontman, Bono?
Yes.
So he was performing and it didn't go so well.
Oh, no.
Also in Germany, Sia. See, I'm sticking on the German.
See, there has to be some sort of German sticking on the theme on the German running theme. This week. Yeah.
Speaking of which, what's our next Experience Friday all about?
We'll decide and figure that out.
Let's do sausage this week. Just eat sausage. Because that's what Germans do, right? This isn't me being crude.
Oh, okay. You guys can do that.
Let's have a German sausage morning.
I'm not being, you know, the little Debbie Downer, but I won't be able to do that.
I know you don't eat the sausage, Sia.
Okay.
Anyway, so Bonner got on stage in Berlin, and well, this is what happened.
Before we left the dressing room, I was ready to sing for you. So something's happened, and I think we can't go on. I'm sure this is a big, big problem, but I'm going to have to do something.
So he seems to have lost his voice. He's got no voice. So, of course, if Bono's got no voice, then there's no Bono because that's what he is. He's a singer. But this is the part I found so interesting is this.
It's great for them. Thank you.
People applaud like, yay! Can you imagine that happened here?
Well, you're trying not to be sour about the whole thing.
Bono would get a chair to the head if he rocked up at the Dome and it was like, so sorry, my voice is gone. Screw you!
Yeah, no. Let's be honest. With things like this, it's not, you know,
you
when
two
you
must fall.
Yeah, when you are watching an iconic group like U2, you've probably as well you've traveled from out of town and you've bought tickets ahead of time and it's all of your friends and you've planned and scheduled
exactly.
Everything.
A lot of people actually base European travel around concerts.
Yes, and so you get there and now Bono just says he's lost his voice. I'd be pissed, but there is nothing you can do about it.
It happens. I mean, when Queen were in South Africa that one time, back in the late 70s, Freddie Mercury got on stage, and same thing happened. Sorry, guys. Voice fucked.
Do you get reimbursed in a situation like that?
Well,
I would hope so. Do we have but there's really nothing to do about it.
No, it's pretty tough. typical. The one morning my mother wakes up early to listen to the show. She's like, oh, you guys are so late. You can't use Gareth's excuse. Okay. She's, my mother's giving me gears this morning.
Yeah, she's lovely.
But I know she'll forgive me. She's very sweet. She's lovely.
Unlike some people. Anyway. Do you want to get into the five things you need to know this morning, Ben?
See, that is a lovely idea. That is, as ideas go, that's amazing. It's right up there with Nolo kicking doors down.
Yo, Ninja Nolo.
Oh, and yes, we did actually get video footage, if you're wondering. Of course we did.
Yeah, we'll post that up online soon, yeah.
Okay. Whose cheap-ass glasses are these?
What is going on? Well, you know, we have a lot of shows that come in.
They're like Versace, but they're scratched to shit. Sorry.
That is far from Versace. That was Versace in the heyday.
Sia has the five things you need to know, and they start right now.
All right. Well, Cape Town is celebrating a bit for the first time. Dam levels rise to move the city out of its danger zone for the first time in 2 years. So Cape Town's supply dams have just squeezed out of the city's defined danger zone, as the recent rains have raised the combined water level to 65.9% of storage capacity. So things are looking up.
Not enough,
but things are definitely looking up. The end of the defined danger zone is when the dam level rises above 65% at the end of the rainy season. The city of Cape Town hopes this will persuade the National Department of Water and Sanitation to ease up on the severe water restrictions. The department is considering the matter. Now, this is the highest the dam levels have been this time of the year in the past 2 years, but the city has warned that there's no way Cape Town can return to its former water consumption patterns without risking overusing water supply.
Yeah, I guess rule, just a general rule, I know it's the obligations of the powers that be to make these decisions, but just don't use water like a doer. Just respect every drop that we have from here on in, and everything's going to be fine. So whether it rains, whether sanitation says take a bath, whatever, just be respectful of water.
Mm.
That's pretty much the easiest thing to go by. Don't wait until some guy who you don't know says, yeah, okay, the water's lekker now. Screw it. We are going to have these problems again and again in our lifetimes. Just don't waste water. Simple.
Yeah, that's it. Look,
as you know, I'm a massive advocate for water conservation.
Another day, another outbreak of sorts. I don't mean to depress you, but as soon as South Africa was sort of getting over listeriosis, well, now China has reported another outbreak of deadly African swine fever late yesterday. Its third new case in just 2 days, as the highly contagious disease spreads rapidly through the world's top pork producer. The latest case, which is the eighth since the virus was first reported in the country a month ago, was found in the city of, WUXI, which is what the agricultural ministry said. Pardon?
No, you said.
No, that is why I opted to spell it. Thank you. Which is supposedly 2 hours' drive west of Shanghai in eastern China's province. The site is about 400 kilometers south of the city of Liangwang, where authorities detected another outbreak in the eastern province. Now, the new outbreak killed 9 pigs and infected another 12 on a farm with 97 pigs. This is what the ministry says. It's not clear if the disease is spreading more quickly through the world's largest hog herd or if farmers are reporting outbreaks to authorities after a massive publicity blitz by the ministry. But that's another story we'll be keeping our eyes on.
Thank you, sir.
The third story you need to know this morning. Well, hackers could soon read through your WhatsApp text messages, videos, and images. The latest security warning comes as the Facebook-owned chat app announced plans to start backing up users' messages to Google Drive for free. Well, although WhatsApp protects all sent messages, images, videos, and documents with its end-to-end encryption, opting to back up with Google Drive stops the security practice, leaving texts exposed to online hackers. Now, WhatsApp has long allowed people to store their messages in Google Drive, but until now, these backups counted towards users' Google Drive storage limit. However, WhatsApp recently announced a partnership with a company that means backups will no longer be counted toward their Google Drive allowance. This means more people will likely take advantage of the feature, leaving more people potentially exposed. Well, if you're now the Telegram crew, you're standing there with your arms crossed looking at WhatsApp users like,
come over here.
Exactly.
Although, look, there's a Zuckerberg everywhere. There's always someone who's got information and has got the access to things.
Mm-hmm. It is not just a sad trend that is still continuing in the country, but back to Cape Town. Well, Cape Town police are urging communities to protect children in the wake of abductions. Now, could there really be a link in the series of child abductions and attempted kidnappings in Cape Town? This is the question that authorities are asking themselves down in the Western Cape. It still remains unclear at this stage, with police yet to make a breakthrough in any of the cases reported over the past several weeks. But in the most recent incident, a girl was almost snatched in Kensington when a suspect tried to lure the child into their car. The police's Noliso Rekena says, "We appeal to the community to protect children from strangers and educate them about stranger danger." During a separate incident, an 8-year-old girl was found on Sunday after she was abducted by an unknown man in the vicinity of Vasco Railway Station the previous day. In the Steenberg area, also last week, a grade 9 pupil, so they're probably 15 years old, was abducted and sexually assaulted while making her way to school. Education MEC Debbie Schaefer says that department officials and police have already met to discuss the issue and will meet again this week, adding that they're desperately working to get to the bottom of these crimes. And in the last story that you need to know this morning, which is related to the previous one, police in Durban will look at the possibility of taking DNA samples from the parents of Miguel Lowe to confirm if the body found in a shallow grave in Phoenix is that of the missing Durban schoolboy. In addition, detectives are expected to make a decision soon on whether to charge the man last seen with a 9-year-old boy with murder.
Yeah. When you brought the story up last week, it's so cringe, yeah.
Mm.
So dreadful.
Miguel went missing on July the 17th, shortly after leaving school in Ripon Road in Sydenham. He was last seen on the day in the presence of Mohammed Ibrahim, who last week was granted just only 2,500 rands bail in the Durban Magistrates Court in connection with his abduction. Detectives tied Ibrahim to Miguel after CCTV footage taken from a KFC in the area showed them together buying a meal. Ibrahim, which is even more twisted, was found in possession of Miguel's birth certificate and Miguel's mother's identity document, which then makes you wonder, was he planning on taking Miguel across the country? Was he trying to...
Very much, that's exactly what was going to happen.
Yeah.
Well, you need those documents because, you know, they had the whole thing which killed tourism for a while, is that you needed the unabridged birth certificate to showcase the child is actually free to travel because of this very reason. And here's a guy who's got those documents and he got released on bail.
And I'm just saying,
Bravo, Judge, you've nailed this. Working
in the judicial system. Well, although being granted bail, Ibrahim has not been able to post bail. Actually, this is something new. He still remains behind bars in Westville Prison. Speaking to journalists near the scene where the body of the young boy was found, police spokesperson Colonel Thembe Gambela said investigations were at a sensitive stage. And those are your five things that you need to know this morning.
Thanks very much, Sia. Very well done. Professional, informative, and comprehensive, I think.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And Lubabalo says he forgives you.
Look at that. Full circle moment.
Oh. Yeah. We'll get to that in a bit.
Okay.
Also very strident about the water. If you want to message us, go ahead. The Rand is not very strong today. Cryptocurrency, probably even weaker. We must get into some sport, though. And, well, on National Golf Day yesterday. See, did I mention yesterday was National Golf Day?
No, Ben, I don't think you mentioned it. This is news to me.
And even though it was only for South Africans, Bryson DeChambeau over in America, he made it back-to-back on the FedEx playoffs. He won the Dell Technology. So this is just incredible. He's now won four times in, I think, 70 starts, and he's only 24 years old. The guy is... People always go on about, oh, he's just the mad scientist. He got the one... I hate that, how these guys crap on all the time about how the fact this guy's quite eccentric, he's different, and he does things his own way. Like, there's got to be, like, a quota on the commentary of how many times you can say those things about him. He's a bloody good golfer. He's winning. He's top of the FedEx Cup. He's beating all the best players in the world right now. And this week, it could be that he is in the Ryder Cup team. Not one of the automatic qualifiers. Jim Furyk, who's the Ryder Cup Ryder Cup America captain. He will make his captain's picks this week, and it's presumed that Furyk will go for Mickelson, Tiger Woods, and you can't, well, you just can't not pick Bryson DeChambeau. He's killing it right now, and there's a reason why that the captain's picks take place a little bit later than, you say, in previous years. It's, as people say, it's the Billy Horschel rule. Now, once the Ryder Cup team, I think it was 4 years ago or so, maybe even longer, the team was picked. Then they went into the FedEx Cup playoffs. Horschel was just red hot throughout that time, and he wasn't picked because he wasn't there prior to the announcement. So that is looking good for American golf. And just to kind of give you some perspective, the Americans still have the trophy. So now everyone's thinking that, well, it's in Europe, so therefore it's going to be won by Europe. But if you look at the team that won the last Ryder Cup and look what they're adding to it, yeah, take that, sports gamblers. I've already put money down in America, so therefore I'm doubling down. No matter what these guys do, and they all get injured right now, I'll talk up the next 12 players. In cricket, Alistair Cook decided that he will be saying sayonara, or just farewell, or just tonsins to Test cricket. Yeah, that's what he's going to do. He's going to announce his retirement. International cricket, actually. Well, he wasn't really playing ODI. So after this fifth and final test against India, that's it. He will be no longer playing for England, which means that, well, I think that's why Theresa May was in the country last week. She was trying to find opening batsmen. And
Is that the purpose of her trip?
To come to South Africa to find cricketers.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay. So Cook's been around forever, basically. He's played, how many tests has he played? He's played 160 test matches, I think. Yeah. 160 test matches, yeah, that's a long time. Look, he's got a young child, and I'm sure he's just tired of the smell of sweat and beer in the change room. So, yeah, you got to move on in life, I guess. But he is the sixth highest test run scorer of all time. Of course, he's the most prolific English run scorer of all time. He had 32 hundreds and 56 50s. So, yeah, it's decent. Like, he'll never be seen as one of the actual greats. He's a bit like the James Anderson of batting. Stats are pretty good. I mean, there's no doubt about it. He's been around for a long time. He's got the job done. He's been a hero for his country. But I don't think anybody in the rest of the world would say, oh, I wish we had him in our team. Maybe Bangladesh. And, like, I don't know, Sri Lanka. And currently the Proteas. There he goes. There he goes. Jock Cullis, of course, was the highest South African run scorer of all time. He's sitting on third. Of course, that will go no further because he has retired. Lots of tennis. The quarterfinals of the US Opens here. Williams is going to be taking on Pliskova. We spoke about it yesterday. Stevens versus Sevastova. Suarez Navarro versus Keys. And Osaka versus Cyrenko. Cyrenko. Cyrenko.
One more time.
Cyrenko.
Okay.
So that is your ladies. That's how the things are happening. The ladies right now. Okay. Onto the men's. And yesterday, Djokovic was superb versus Sosa, the Portuguese guy. Straight set, 6-3, 6-4, 6-3. Federer is currently playing this Aussie guy. Cheapest Millman. He's getting drilled as well. Now, well, Roger won the first set, of course, because this is in America. It's, you know, behind in time, so this is looking. Happening right now. Roger won the first set 6-3, but then this Millman guy has won 7-5, 7-6. Roger currently 6-5 up in the fourth set, so maybe you want to watch that. It's bloody interesting. So whoever wins that will play Djokovic next up. Nishikori beats Cole Schreiber, huge result for the 21 seed, 6-3, 6-2, 7-5. Cilic, he beat Goffin, so Nishikori will take on Cilic in the next round. And then top part of the draw in your quarterfinals, Rafael Nadal versus Dominic Thiem, and then Del Potro will take on Isner. Of course, there is rugby again this weekend. Huge excitement. Well, that's what people say because there's not much excitement. When you have to say, we have to start a sports story with huge excitement, the much anticipated. It's New Zealand will be taking on Argentina and probably give them 40 points at least in Trafalgar Park. That'll be at 9:35 on Saturday morning. And in the box, they'll be going to the Suncorp Stadium. So guess which Aussie city that's in?
Yes. I don't know.
So that'll be at 12 o'clock. Now, the Aussies, they're obviously taking a bit of a back-to-back dicking to the New Zealanders, but that always happens. This is probably one of the most competitive matches right now because Australia and South Africa, they've got players, no doubt about it, but they both get hammered by the Kiwis every single year, like any other rugby team in the world, I bet. But it's going to be a fascinating confrontation, this, and I'm not saying it's going to be hugely exciting. I think it's going to be fascinating. These two teams are very well matched. They're both, obviously, all they get out of the rugby championship is finishing second, so it's like a final for them. And it's TikTok and Russie's game to really sort of take shape. I know there was a bit of a false dawn when they started off against England, but you look at the way they played there. I mean, they were still rusty. They started quite slow, and the slow starts and, you know, being behind the eight ball, so to speak, has been a horrible sort of way that Russie's tenure has been defined so far. So they've got to start strong. Who are they going to pick? Oh, there are so many sort of selection poses for the box. I mean, they brought in the likes of Chesson and Colby to try spice things up in the background. Look, they do have a good forward pack. The Aussies do as well. So I think these teams are going to be so evenly matched. 12 o'clock. Maybe this is a good day to have an early braai or just like a big late brunch or whatever it is. But watch this game, because I think it's two well evenly matched sides. So yeah, other than that, there's not a whole bunch more in the sport right now. I know there's football, and Watford fans are still going on about the fact that, well, their team has won 4 out of 4. But the only other story I've got here is that the FIFA best, when they really just ran out of all definitions for an award ceremony, so they just went, well, let's just call it the best.
Okay.
Cristiano Ronaldo is obviously, he's the reigning, the best FIFA men's player. That's the official name of the award. But he'll be contested this year by Luka Modric and Mohamed Salah. Now, Salah, of course, was incredible for Liverpool, and then Ramos basically put a judo roll into him, which just ruined his whole season. And then Luka Modric, also outstanding for Real Madrid, and then he was the player of the World Cup. It's a cool thing to be able to say, I was the best player in the World Cup. I mean, you can tell anyone that, and they'll be impressed. And of course, Ronaldo is Ronaldo, who is, of course, he took Real Madrid to another Champions League title. He scored 4 times the World Cup himself. So you got to think Ronaldo's got to win this. I mean, Modric was good, but Ronaldo's Ronaldo. And as for Salah, well, again, he was good, but what did Liverpool actually win last year? Nothing, yeah. Nothing's the answer. No Lionel Messi, I'm glad you asked, because, well, his season just hasn't been that interesting. He hasn't really achieved anything. And I think this is the first time, because obviously the Ballon d'Or was the big deal before this, what everyone cared about. Now it's FIFA the best. So no Messi. No Messi whatsoever. That is your sport for today. Go on to cliffcentral.com for more. And if you go under the Gareth Cliff Show features, you'll see there the Bounce Pod, and that will be me every single day, plus a whole bunch of interviews. This week I'm adding some fresh interviews to that page, so look out for it from around Thursday. Okay, so yeah, we're doing well here.
Right. This is me trying to add to the sports, but did you see that cool picture of Caster Semenya and LeBron James yesterday?
I did not.
Oh.
I did not.
Well, LeBron James, the, of course, famous NBA star, actually made it to, once again, to Germany, Berlin in particular, to catch Caster Semenya as she was about to compete in the 2018 ISTAF, the International Stadion Fest. I don't know. It's a track and a field athletics tournament where she's racing in the 1,000-meter event. And so, yeah, actually, like, LeBron actually put it on Instagram, saying it's just a short flight to Berlin, but had to stop off to see Caster Semenya run 1,000 meters and also to meet another Berlin native. But I think it was very cool, though.
But why is that, Sia?
What do you mean?
Why did this happen?
I don't know.
Because greatness likes greatness.
Oh.
So, kids, if you want to be friends with people like LeBron James, put that cookie down, get your ass outside and run around the block a few times. Up your skills, up your physical game. You're not going to be friends with LeBron if you're playing Fortnite.
You know what? We were about to just go into Said by Sia, but who needs Said by Sia right now?
Exactly.
That was just it.
Nailed.
Put that cookie down. But let's focus on some more good news then, rather. Always love great technological innovation, and right now there's something awesome happening in Australia of all places. An inexpensive new kind of solar power has just been launched in Australia, and it could signal the start of a groundbreaking new market for renewable energy. We know renewable energy is more than just a buzzword, but something we all need to be paying attention on, just in terms of making the world a better place. Well, now Professor Paul Dastur has created an organic solar panel that can be printed using conventional printers. by using electronic links that are printed onto sub-millimeter thin plastic sheets, he describes. The panels can be produced for less than $10 per square meter and installed by a few people within a single workday. Now, since the University of Newcastle professor has developed these panels back in May of 2017, they are now being tested in a six-month pilot installation on a pallet repair facility in Australia. Now, the 200 square meter installation on the building is the first commercial application of the technology in Australia and most likely the rest of the world. Now, if this pilot is proven to be efficient, the solar tech will likely move into the more widely available commercial markets within the next few years. And according to Australian Press, the development of such a cheap and easy to install material could make signing up for energy accounts as easy as signing up for a new phone plan, they say. Listen to that.
So it should be.
Easy technological development. I like this. That's just it by Sia for this morning.
Very nice, yeah, thank you. And from one positive to another, I've really been enjoying the Alpha Code features that we're having recently. Some of the most fun, dynamic and interesting entrepreneurs are coming to studio. And now is your chance maybe you to follow in their footsteps. So with an it's the toughest word in English.
Entrepreneurial.
It's like, hi, we've got all the letters, let's use them. What are we going to do? Entrepreneurial. Good suggestion. So let me try that again. Win an entrepreneurial package worth 2 million rand with Alpha Code. Alpha Code is inviting applicants for its prestigious Alpha Code Incubate program that seeks to identify and reward high potential, innovative entrepreneurs to boost the development of fintech and financial services in South Africa. These are vital industries for us to go forward. 16 businesses will be invited to pitch for 8 places on the Alpha Code Incubate program. The final 8 businesses will complete a customized 12-month program and will benefit from an entrepreneurial package worth 2 million rand each. The package consists of 1 million rand in grant funding, 1 million rand worth of support, including mentorship, monthly expert-led sessions, exclusive office space in Sandton, marketing, legal, and other business support services, as well as access to RMI's networks. The first round of applications closed this Friday, 7th of September 2018. Terms and conditions apply. Find out more right now on cliffcentral.com. Go over to the website. This is more than the leg up. This is more than the kickstart. This is just, it is all consuming what these guys are looking to offer. I mean, from the office space, to the legal, to the business support, to the marketing, to the expert-led sessions. This isn't just, here's some money, best of luck. These guys know what makes an entrepreneur, and they know that they can make that out of you as well. So if you've got the innovations, if you've got that drive to be something truly South Africanly led and fantastic, then head on over to cliffcentral.com right now. Yes, the last paragraph is all me. So passionate I feel about this stuff. See, when these guys come in and they tell stories, it really gives me so much fresh hope, and you get so excited about what is possible out there.
Yeah.
Because none of us were, it's like we weren't born on a certain day and that made us successful. You've got to work hard. You've got to have an idea. You've got to have some hope. And Alpha Code are doing just that. Bloody exciting. What else we got to do the first hour, Sia? I think we've done okay after our early morning mishap.
Yeah, that was a lot, but we made it through, Ben. Looks like we made it.
We do. And as a result,
that was amazing.
As an absolute treat for everybody, I think we should have some Mariah Carey.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's what happens in life, yeah? You do something good, you get a reward.
And you like getting rewarded with Mariah Carey?
Makes you strive for better every single time.
Okay.
Life lessons and other great guests and more in the second hour.
CliffCentral.com.